Hey, Jen, want to talk about overcoming trauma, porn, and choosing sex toys?
That sounds familiar.
Great, because you don't have to, since we already did. Today, we're sharing the rest of our panel Q&A session from the marriage retreat. Let's do it. Welcome to the Intimate Covenant Podcast, where we believe the Bible and great married sex both belong on your kitchen table. That's right, we're talking about holy, covenant-bound, intimate relationships with hot sex.
We're Matt and Jen, founders of Intimate Covenant. We offer biblical teaching and resources to help married couples achieve a fuller relationship and an extraordinary sex life. For more information, visit our website, intimatecovenant.com.
Welcome, friends.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
So good to be along with you on the Intimate Covenant Podcast. This week, as you heard in the intro, we are sharing the rest of the Q&A session from our recent marriage retreat.
Yeah, we had a great Q&A session, and so enough to share in two podcasts. But we just have to once again say how grateful we are to Julie Parker of Hot, Holy, and Humorous. Julie gave our keynote address at the retreat, and then her and her husband Jay also joined us for the live audience Q&A recording.
Yeah.
And which was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun, and we just had so much great material. I just couldn't leave anything out. So what we didn't get to last week, we're going to include in our episode today. So you're in for a real treat with some great questions and responses.
Absolutely.
And not really even from Jen and I, but great responses from Julie and Jay.
That was a lot of fun to do. And we have a whole list of questions that didn't even get in that Q&A session. So we have a lot of material for future podcasts.
Literally, we did not answer a third of the questions that came in.
They were great questions.
So many great questions that, and some deserve their own episode. Some will lump together in another Q&A podcast episode upcoming.
But before we get to that, we just want to take one more opportunity to mention our sponsors from this year's retreat, and we will be including in the show note all of the affiliate links and coupon codes that we mention. But first off, is Merry Dance. We know we've shared Merry Dance a lot with you guys, but in case you've been under a rock and haven't heard, Merry Dance has tastefully curated assortment of marital products for married couples. And what sets Merry Dance apart and makes them quite unique is that they are presented on their website in a nudity-free and marriage-focused environment. So you can shop and be confident that you are not going to see anything you don't want to see. Also, when everything gets mailed to your house, it's in a completely discreet package, so your kiddos aren't going to know what's in the box.
That's true. And if you use our affiliate link, which again will be in the show notes, if you click on that link and do your shopping from that link, then part of your purchase will go towards sponsoring and funding the Intimate Covenant Podcast, which
we love you guys for doing that.
And don't worry, we're not going to know what you bought. We're not going to know who you are.
We don't get a report of who did what shopping. It's a good thing you pointed that out. There were probably some people who are going to be like, oh no, I don't want Matt and Jen to know what I'm buying.
Don't worry, we won't know.
We don't want to know
either.
Another one of our sponsors was the Adventure Challenge books. So if you have not seen the Adventure Challenge books, you have got to check these really neat books out. These books are designed to spice up your relationship with exciting scratch-off challenges and prompts. They have a whole assortment of books. There's one for date nights. There's one for after the date night in the bedroom. There's also a whole family-friendly book and a book for friends to use together. Super neat books. Matt and I just did our first adventure challenge.
We loved them so much, we bought our own books.
That's right. We had to try them out for you guys. We're testing them. And we can report that we had a lot of fun.
It was fun. Absolutely, it's fun.
They're intended to be used. I think this is super cool. They sell a Polaroid camera that you can, if you have your own Polaroid camera, you can use that too. But in the book, it has a place that you put a picture of yourself as you complete the challenge, little spot that you can write a note, and it just makes it a lot of fun. Kind of turns it into a little scrapbook.
It is. It's a neat little scrapbook, making great memories and, you know, doing things that you wouldn't necessarily have thought to do.
Yes, we had a date night where we didn't just go to a restaurant.
That's
Yay
true.
Us.
Yeah, we stepped outside of our box. So
we had a lot of fun. So for you guys, we have a coupon code for you. Put in the coupon code Intimate Covenant, all lowercase, all together, no spaces, and that will give you 10% off of your order.
That's
so
right.
Try them out. We're having fun. You let us know how much fun you're going
to
have.
Exactly. Another one of our sponsors that we were so excited to welcome this year is Coconew, C-O-C-O-N-U, Coconew. Yeah. Coconew makes lubricants made from clean and natural ingredients, including organic coconut oils and coconut water. Again, use the coupon code Intimate Covenant, and that will get you a significant discount, 10% off of your purchase. So again, Coconew, we're very excited to welcome them. They have great products, all natural, organic, clean, ingredients.
Yeah, they have
lubricants.
several different varieties.
Yes,
of
they have a water based, an oil based. They have a hemp oil body massage. So great stuff, great products. We strongly recommend them.
Y'all know how we feel about lubricants.
Especially good ones.
Especially good ones. So give Coconew a try. And of course, it's not Marriage Retreat without the support of the Dating Divas.
Oh, yes.
Dating Divas are out to strengthen marriages one date at a time. And if you haven't been on their website, you need to go. Especially if you've been on their website before, you need to go check it out again because they have so many new things. That's right. I really encourage you check out their date night section because, y'all, that just makes it fun.
They're so creative.
So, I don't know. I don't know where they come up with these ideas. Left to my own, I don't think of these kind of things for date night.
They have a great creative team there, and they put together great products. They're very affordable. A lot of them are free. There are printables. They have just great ideas to make things fun and flirty and even sexy.
That's right. So go check out the Dating Divas. We also were sponsored this year by Ultimate Intimacy. Ultimate Intimacy is an app, and they also have other products designed to strengthen and enhance your intimacy. We especially recommend the Conversation Starter card decks. We gave some of these away and to our retreat couples. We have some
ourselves.
And this just makes for a really fun date night, too. Little cards that you can pull out at the restaurant and just conversation prompts. They come in like, I think, four different categories. There's like a financial, a romantic, a miscellaneous, and a family. I think those are the different categories.
Yeah.
Really great conversation prompts that you probably wouldn't think to just ask each other
Absolutely.
Off the top of your head.
And these would be great for date night. They'd be great for sitting in bed together and you just pull out a card each night and just have a quick conversation. A great way to check in and connect with each other. And again, the prompts, the topics are such a wide variety, so it really gets you talking about things that you wouldn't always necessarily talk about.
And we should also just mention again the Ultimate Intimacy app itself.
Yeah.
If you've not downloaded this app, you need to do that.
Lots of great features there.
It's a great app. You can share. It'll link. You and your spouse can link together. And so there's even a private chat function that you can use. Mm-hmm. But lots of super helpful resources there.
Yes. Also, we were sponsored by Uberlube, which makes one product. But it is a very high-quality, luxurious silicone lubricant. And I mean luxurious. I don't use that term lightly when talking about lubricants.
Alrighty then.
But it is silky and smooth, but never sticky.
Yes. Uberlube actually says that they're great for sex and other things. They are often used by runners to help keep from chafing.
Yeah, right.
Because you people that run, I don't know. You got to worry
chief,
about.
I guess.
Well, you know, I wouldn't know that. people also report that it is a great hair serum to keep the flyaways from happening. Hey. So there you go. I mean, who doesn't need a lube that has multiple uses?
Yeah, but it's high quality silicone with a little bit of vitamin E. And it
recommended by OBGYNs, yeah, lots of OBGYNs.
Very non-reactive. So if you're sensitive to other products, you're probably not going to be sensitive to this.
It's a good one. And last but not least, we also were sponsored by Get Your Marriage On by Dan Purcell. Dan also has an app called the Intimately Us app. Great app. Great way to encourage intimacy within your marriage.
Yes,
and then
one super fun product that Get Your Marriage On makes is called Sheets and Ladders.
Yeah,
you have all played Sheets and Ladders as a kid. This is
the adult
a grown-up
version.
Yes, it is a customizable, sexy foreplay game.
It's super creative. You actually put the sheet on your bed.
Yeah, it's a fitted bed sheet, and all of the spots there are customizable. You write on it with a washable marker.
Mm-hmm.
So you customize the game and you win prizes along the way. and then when you're done, you put it in the wash and you get to start all over again next time.
That's right. So lots of fun. We had a lot of great sponsors this year for our retreat. Go give them some love. Let them know Intimate Covenant sent you. And we're just very thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, we'll include all of the links to these amazing companies in the show notes, along with our affiliate links and our affiliate coupon codes. So definitely take advantage of that in the show notes.
All right. So with all that being said, let's get to a Q&A session.
Let's do it. The next question is, I struggle with porn. My wife is aware of my struggle, but I don't always tell her when I slip up. I do this out of a desire to spare her from pain. Is this wrong? Man, this is a tough question, and I think, unfortunately, there's not really enough details here in the question to give specific advice for this specific couple. I will say that if you are struggling with porn and your wife is not aware of that struggle and is not able to at least give some kind of support in that struggle, then you're doing it wrong. That said, your wife is not responsible for your accountability. Right. Your wife probably will make a terrible accountability partner in that road to recovery. Should your wife be involved? Should your wife have knowledge of this? And I think yes. But your wife's not the one who should be holding you accountable. She should not be the only one that you're dealing with this with. Because your wife's not going to hold you accountable like another man will. You need to find another man who is willing to hold you accountable, willing to ask you the tough questions, willing to punch you in the face when you're messing this up, willing to be there and confront you. Your wife can't do that for you.
Well, and your wife is walking through her own trauma.
Exactly.
And I get that this husband is trying to acknowledge that there is deep pain for her. The thing that will help your wife the most is to know that you have a plan to get porn out of your life and out of your marriage. So if your only plan right now is, I'm just trying my hardest not to look, and then oops, I slip up, and then I'm just going to try again. That's not going to do it. Has it worked for you yet? You have to start being accountable, like Matt is saying, to somebody else. And you've got to be committed to ending the bondage that porn has over you. That will do wonders for your wife if she knows that you are fighting this battle. Then she can come alongside you and help you in that battle. But she has her own issues that she's working through herself because of this.
Right. Where you are in this journey depends a lot on whether your wife needs to know every time. And some of that depends on her. She might want to know every time so that she can help you with that. She might not need to know every time because she knows that somebody else is handling that and you're handling that, and she needs to deal with her own stuff in that moment. But don't just assume that I'm protecting my wife by hiding this from her. Mm. That's the wrong approach. You're not protecting anybody. You're hiding.
Yeah, two things came to my mind when I read this question. The one was actually the second one. Second part was, I do this out of a desire to spare her, spare her from pain. That is not really true. I don't mean that in a mean sense. I mean, the desire is more to spare oneself from mm-hmm. the act that one knows will cause the spouse pain. Mm-hmm. The other one is, you got a bad habit. And the only way that I've ever found personally to get rid of a bad habit is basically to replace it with a good habit so that I no longer think about the bad habit. The bad habit will just fall away, and then I won't have to worry about it anymore. So try to find something that you can substitute as a good, that you know is a good habit, and whenever you feel a little tension pulling you in the bad direction, move over to the good direction, and then make the good direction your new habit. And I think that could be a potential solution for your problem.
Yeah, I think I'm with everybody here. The two things that hit me were that when I have heard from wives who felt betrayed by their husbands looking at porn, it's not just that, it's also the lying. And so if you're continuing to hide this, and I can understand why you would want to do that, but it can be even harder if later the wife realizes, I thought he was over it, and then I found out it was still happening.
Right.
And that lying, it just shakes their ground underneath, and they don't know how to trust again. And the second thing is, why are you slipping up? Because I think it's important to understand what are the things that precede you slipping up. A lot of times it's some kind of stress that happens. And if you can identify those things, it might be helpful to tell your spouse that and say, you know what? I realize now I'm slipping up when this starts happening. Mm-hmm. Will you help me notice when this is going on? And then I will go check with my accountability partner because it should not be her responsibility.
Agreed.
And I think that's powerful to be able to turn towards your wife and give her a place that she can be your helpmate. To say, I'm done the work myself of knowing what my triggers are. Now, will you help me when I experience that trigger? Let me be able to share that with you. That's a powerful place that she will feel a sense of that you're honoring your commitment to stop this.
The next question is how to be there for a spouse dealing with past trauma, especially when it comes to emotional or conversations with conflict.
For those that know our story, that's a personal question for us because this is the path that we have walked. I was sexually abused throughout my childhood by an extended family member. And Matt knew about that when we got married, but it was a pain that I had not ever done the work of really trying to heal and trying to recover from. And so therefore, it was an ongoing trauma in our marriage to deal with this. And it wasn't until we together reached a point of recognizing the brokenness that I finally started doing the work. But that took 19 years to get to that point. And so for 19 years, my husband had to be the man that held me through trauma that I couldn't even fully name.
I think the answer to the question is in the question, how do I be there? And that's all you can do, is be there. You've got to present yourself as a safe place for them to express and for them to explore the effects of that trauma, but there's nothing that you can do to force them through that process. All you can do is continue to be there. maybe one day, 19 years later, they might open up that door. They might crack open that door and let you in a little bit more. They might crack a window in that wall and let you in a little bit more and a little bit more. But you can't tear down that wall for them. You can be there when they start pulling the bricks down, and you can take the brick from their hand and set it aside, but you can't knock it down yourself.
Doing what we do, it's really, and you have a personal story, but we hear a lot of stories too, and it's just the amount of sexual trauma out there is, it's painful. It's a broken world, and, you know, Jesus, come quickly.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
But I will say this. I think that you do want to also do everything you can to support them getting the help that they need, mm-hmm. because you also cannot be the counselor.
No.
And so do what you can to encourage them and to facilitate them getting the help that they need to find a way to talk this out, to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can't say enough the importance of getting the counseling that you need from a professional. I learned that telling my story was actually damaging until I was finally in the framework to get the professional help that I needed to not just tell my story, but help reframe my story, mm-hmm. and help put it in the right place within my heart and my mind and my memories. And so it actually was more hurtful to me the times that I had even tried to tell that without that counselor. And so, yeah, being there to help say to them, we could do this together, and, you know, this can be a help to you.
Yeah, and the person who's been through trauma usually has an extremely difficult time trusting. Yes. They want to trust you, but they've experienced things that make it so hard to trust. And I remember doing a Bible study one time on trust, and I was fascinated to learn that we're constantly told to trust God, but we're really not told to trust other people. We're told to be trustworthy. And so as the spouse of someone who's gone through trauma, your goal is to do everything you can to just continue to send the message, I know you're not ready, but you can, yet, but I want you to know you can trust me. Mm-hmm. And just keep showing up as I'm trustworthy, I'm trustworthy, I'm trustworthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I have two thoughts on this question. One is, anytime somebody is going through past trauma and they're sitting in the moment and they're dealing with that past trauma, what they're needing is your understanding and your comfort. And if you can provide that to them and be with them in the moment as they work through it, that support is very rewarding to them. Believe it or not, that's the easy part. The hard part is when you have a relationship with that person and you have a want or a need, and your pursuers causes you to invoke a memory of that trauma in the other person.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yes.
And that's not your intent. Mm-hmm. But it does. Now you've got your own little bit of turmoil that you have to deal with, and why can't I, this reasonable person pursuing a reasonable goal, why do I have to go through this trauma?
Yeah.
Well, your spouse has some trauma, and you need to be with your spouse working through that trauma. And one way to look at that is that's a sore spot, a bruise, or a scar. And whatever it is that you're seeking or you need or you're pursuing, you have to build a path around that scar or that bruise so you don't cause more pain for your spouse. That doesn't mean quit pursuing your reasonable goal, but find a new path to get there so as not to irritate the old trauma within your spouse. And then, like I said, when it does come up, be there, be a comfort and understanding to them. Sit with them in the moment as they process through it.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jay, because that's
gold.
Exactly where the and this I just was catching the fact that this question has the word conflict in it, because that's the truth of it. Because even though that trauma happened to me as a young girl, I brought that trauma into our marriage, and then it happened to us.
Yeah.
And it kept happening to us. And there were so many conflicts that would happen, and we would both be hurt and frustrated with the results of it. And I didn't know how to make it just go away, and he didn't know how to handle when that conflict would come up and when those triggers would happen. And I think my biggest piece of advice is just learn how to dance with each other's sore spots. Just know where those sore spots are. And if you're the one who suffered that trauma, just be willing to say, that's what hurts. But I know that I want most connection with you. And so I may not ever be able to do this with you, but there's another way I can dance with you. And if you'll hold me through that sore spot, then that is where the healing really comes from.
Oh, absolutely. I think this goes back to what we talked about yesterday, that with maturity and with meaningful conversations and meaningful explorations of your past and your baggage, and it doesn't have to be big T trauma. It could be a lot of little T traumas that we all experience that are getting in the way. But all of us learn ways to cope with anxiety and trauma. All of us have these methods. The problem is all of those survival mechanisms are terrible when it comes to relationship. A fight or flight response is not appropriate in the bedroom. It doesn't help you build connection. It doesn't help you build connection in any kind of relationship. But when you can finally get to the point when you've dealt with this and you've learned one another, you can finally say, I understand why you do what you do, even though it's the very thing that I hate the most. But I understand. That's maturity. That's what growth looks like. And that's something you can really build on. Okay, we got to end with something more fun than this. What sex toys or positions would you recommend?
Okay, so number one rule of Intimate Covenant and Matt and Jen is we do not tell you what goes on in our bedroom. So we are not giving you personal recommendations. As in, this is what we've used in love and hate. Go ahead, Matt.
We should just let the guys take this. Go for it.
Okay, let me just... I will say... I mean, how can I recommend position? I don't even know who you are.
I know. At our age, I want to say the positions that don't hurt my husband's knees
exactly.
Or my head.
Yes. What the positions that I recommend are the ones that you are willing to try and do a second time. That's what I recommend. Okay. But I certainly recommend positions plural. And I don't just mean intercourse positions. I mean every way of stimulating your spouse and bringing them sexual pleasure. I recommend them all. And you can decide which ones are worth doing again.
Really? All of them? Because I've saw one time where he's doing a headstand.
If you can do it, do it.
Amazing. Don't tell us if you can do that.
Yeah, I don't need feedback on this. Don't need feedback.
Yeah. Jay at Hot Holy Humorous is not so shy. She's even got a dragonfly.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this is the story. There is a if you don't mind me mentioning,
please.
The website, ChristianFriendlySexPositions.com, and they have a plethora of sex positions. Now, it's my personal opinion is there's really only a few just general categories, and after that, you're pretty much just changing the angles of your hips, where your arms are, where your legs are. There's only so many,
yes,
sitting, standing, whatever. But they have all kinds of positions there that you can try out. And they also have them by, what kind of stimulation you want. Or maybe you're plus-sized and you're looking for something that will work for you. Or maybe you have a big height difference. And so they have some suggestions for those kinds of things. But I did ask the owner one time if he had a position that I was aware of, and he did not, and so he added it, and he allowed me to name it. So there is the dragonfly sex position.
There you go. There. So right. That's the one that she recommends. I'm not telling you what I recommend.
There you go. In terms of sex toys, again, I think there are so many things on the market. Just go to maryanddanscott.com and you will see there are so many different things. But not all of those things are great for everybody. And we're not trying to tell you that you need to use them. You don't even need to use a sex toy. I'm not even recommending that you have one. Not even one. If you have a dozen, great. If you have none, great. Mm-hmm. But it does need to be a conversation. I mean, there are things that, what did we say last time? There are gateway drugs or gateway sex toys. Like, there are things that maybe are a little bit less intimidating for couples, like what are called bullet vibrators, look it up, or rings. There are penis rings that are great because they can be used simultaneously, doing things that you would otherwise normally be doing. So you don't necessarily have to change a lot up other than just add this accessory, and it changes the experience. So maybe that's a place to go.
Yeah, and I would generally speaking be looking for things that don't substitute but supplement.
Yes,
absolutely.
A great point.
Yes. Yes. That's
right.
Great.
I think that's the yes. And I would say all of your sex toys should be designed for simultaneous use. That doesn't mean that it have to happen with intercourse, but they should be something that it should be something that you are sharing that experience. You don't buy a sex toy to use on your own. That's missing the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes I also think that before you add that, spend a little more time, you know, of using your hands and
yes.
your mouth and everything. Get really good at being able to stimulate one another's bodies before you just turn to the sex toy, because that can be easier, but you really want to make sure that you have studied and explored and learned one another's bodies, and then you can add something like that.
Oh, yeah. You were born with great sex toys. Born with it.
Yeah. Every guy's like, yeah, no.
It's always best to be the toy.
Yes. Be the toy, he says.
Y'all are editing parts of this one.
Yes.
Once again, thanks for joining us for this episode. Hope that you had as much fun as we did recording it. In fact, I know you did not have as much fun as we did recording it. But nevertheless, thank you for being here this week. Thank you to Julie Parker and Jay Parker for joining us. Thank you, Jen.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Matt.
Thanks again for subscribing, for rating the podcast, and for sharing the podcast. Thanks, as always, for all of your encouragement and support. Until next time, keep striving and don't settle. Thank you for listening. If you have something to add, we would invite your feedback, questions, and suggestions via our email, podcast@intimatecovenant.com. To submit anonymous questions and feedback, visit our website, intimatecovenant.com/podcast. Click on the button, Contact the Podcast, for an anonymous submission form.
In addition to this podcast, Intimate Covenant offers group Bible studies, private couples coaching, premarital counseling, weekend seminars, and an annual marriage retreat. We would love to continue the conversation about God's plan for intimate marriage and holy sexuality with you and your friends.
If you're interested in bringing us to your church or small group, please contact us, podcast@intimatecovenant.com. May God continue to bless your marriage.